This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When I made Team USA at 16 years old in the summer of 1983 and turning 17 and then playing in the Olympics in February of 84, we were following the footsteps of the Miracle on Ice. When I put on that sweater, I always felt that I was not only representing our country in a sporting, in a sporting venue, but that I was playing for and representing the players that paved the way for me, and then play for those guys inside that room, and then pave and play for the players that came after me in the game of hockey. It means so much.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
God, that hit me in the feels this morning when Eddie O said exactly that, that when he put on the sweater, he thought he was playing for everybody that was on Team USA before him, and it was Miracle on Ice 4 years before Eddie O wore the sweater in Sarajevo in 1984. Crazy. And then everybody coming after, that he felt like he was part of a lineage, and that just, it just hit me right in the heart when he talked about it that way, Mark Grody.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, this is one of those things. Like, you can go back, if you're going to bring up 84 and the 1980, Miracle on Ice and all of that, it was stuff like that that forced people to pay attention to it. And I know the Olympics was a different animal back then because everybody was watching it and into it. But it's one of those things where it's like, okay, you've got our attention now, just like with this tournament that is being played. I love the pride that was flooding out of Jeremy Roenick, not just for Team USA, but his love for Chicago. I mean, he obviously is very loyal to the people that take care of him. So it was cool to hear that. I still think, you ready for this, Speaks?
Yes.
All that to say, I still think Canada cares way more than the USA, and I think their players probably care way more than the USA players.
It's the birthplace of the game.
Yes,
it's their sport.
That's right.
But there's
already a base set. Like, you can't overcome that.
You tell me if you ever thought about it quite as simply as Eddie O puts it in this piece of tape that we're about to play from this morning, in terms of how it feels to the Americans when you're on the ice with the Canadians. Listen to this.
I only can speak to USA Hockey in being an alum of Team USA. And I've always looked at it, and I think a lot of my teammates over the years, is that we've always looked at our friends north of the border, as in Canada, is our biggest rival. Always has been, always will be. It's not been reciprocated, to be quite honest. The biggest rival for Canada has always been Russia. And I think in order to have a rivalry, I know what the argument is, in order to have a rivalry, individually or country-wise or team-wise, both teams got to win a few games, you know, both teams
right.
got to win a few tournaments. And unfortunately for us, that being, you know, when I say us, Team USA, we have not had the success as Canada has. And I understand that, but I still think that there is the feeling through USA Hockey and these players in particular is there still is a lack of hockey respect from our biggest rival. And I think that with everything going on, like I'm not going down the PC world right now, I'm not. But considering what's going on off the ice, you know, with both countries right now, you know, the anthems of what's taken part. So I think there's just a lot of things going on. But to me, the most important—I should say most important—but I think the biggest reason why is that taking people inside and you know and getting through the weeds is that we've always had that mindset of they're our biggest rival and we're still you know not up to their par. And look, I understand wins are wins and we understand that, but I just think that that's what makes it and the feeling for at least Team USA. Is why this is so important to a lot of people, and especially these young hockey players that get that unbelievable opportunity to win this tournament on home ice in Boston, and it should be a lot of fun to be able to watch.
Man, if that doesn't make you get it in a different way, then nothing will. Imagine being an American player and having that chip on the shoulder your entire life of they don't even think of us as their rival. We want to beat them, and they're just looking over our shoulders waiting for Russia at the next Olympics. Like they don't even think that we can hang, and it just drives you and drives you and drives you, and it just makes so much sense for me to think about, because truth be told, that's the backdrop of Miracle on Ice is not that they beat Canada, it's that they beat Russia, you know? And so forever, we're talking about generations of Canadian players knowing that Russia was the big bad hockey villain to beat, never the upstart USA, even though the league is down there.
I hate to say it, but the place my brain went immediately when I heard that was Bears Packers, because he was talking about how you have to win to make it a rivalry.
Absolutely.
And the Bears have not won against the Packers, and the Vikings for a while, I don't know where it stands still with Packers fans, but
sure.
They looked at the Minnesota and might still in a lot of pockets look at the Minnesota Vikings as their rival, because the Bears haven't done their part and Team USA is starting to do their part, and all it has taken is taking it a little bit more seriously.
You couldn't be more right. So what we're talking about here is like a triangular rivalry situation, you know, where like maybe Green Bay fans have looked at the Vikings, you know?
Yeah.
I can tell you.
Take us seriously.
Hey, man, for decades, my dad and every Red Sox fan wanted the Yankees to look at them as their rival. And the Yankees were probably thinking about the Dodgers because
yeah.
they'd meet them in the World Series and beat them. And then sometimes the Dodgers would beat them, you know? So it's a triangular rivalry situation. It's like, imagine how much that drives that third piece in the triangle, that little brother the whole way. It's like, God, it's probably like being NC State or Georgia Tech and wanting UNC or Duke to take you seriously. But they're all looking at each other, and you spend your whole time being like, well, you know, why don't you look at me, MF?
Yeah,
you know?
That's
and,
right.
And like how much that can drive you to end up being better
right.
and drive you as an organization to get better.
Did the Cardinals ever deviate from Cubs-Cardinals for a while when the Cubs sucked and they were winning all the time? Was there another team that the Cardinals were like, yeah, you're not really our rivals anymore? I don't know. I don't think
Boy,
so. I think that has stayed remained the same.
I don't know. It's a great call, but I'm sure
yeah.
there was a while there where the Cubs, where the Cardinals and the Brewers, You know, it was probably a couple years.
That's a great call.
Was there a Royals thing with them meeting in the World Series, especially with that controversial call in that game with them?
Yeah, that's a good Dodgers-Yankees call comp in that kind of like every once in a while you meet and you think about it.
Yeah.
In that way. But like, yeah, it probably happens. If you got some out there, hit us at 312-644-6767. But like, I totally get being an American player and thinking like, why aren't you worried about us? We're worried about you. You're not even worried about us.
Right?
So screw you.
Yeah. And I think that for the most part, I think the USA has accepted that because we do accept that. You think of Canada when you think of hockey. Like, yeah. I get it. I understand where, I mean, even JR was saying, there's 350 million people in this country. You know, we're focused on more sports than just hockey. So I get it. And like I said, like, people just haven't cared that much. And now, like, just with this tournament, with some of the stuff that has been sparked up in the fights, people care. And it's going to be fun to watch tonight.
Yeah. And it's like, it's another opportunity to get mindful and try to stay in the minute. Like I was saying at the top of the hour, like, don't get caught up in like the if anybody is, or like anybody tries to talk to you about like, well, but this isn't the season and this isn't what matters. Screw you. Shut up. I'm watching the game.
You know, it's a low key one when we talk about rivals and then do they take you seriously anymore? And this is sort of the Bulls and the Milwaukee Bucks. You know what I mean? Like they're kind of trampling the Bulls right now. You know,
yes.
I mean, that is one where the little guy like Canada to the USA has a big hold on the great big beautiful city of Chicago right now by
absolutely
mile. It should be a good rivalry, but I don't think it is.
No way is it a good rivalry.
No, but it should
be. It's like, and that Cubs Cardinals thing, man, was like, for so long it was the institutional model that you wanted to aspire to in addition to the divisional rival. Like, it really did have the Red Sox Yankee thing. We're like, oh, well, they do it right, and then there's us, you know. It's like, and you want that kind of thing flipped. So thinking of USA and Canada in that way, it makes three fights in the first 9 seconds make a lot more sense.
Somebody says Cardinals Mets. I mean, there was a time when the Mets were in the National League East with the Cubs and the Cardinals. I don't necessarily remember that. Did that rivalry,
I think, 2006 NLCS when I think of those two teams, right? Like, but beyond that, what I can't think of any big matchups between them.
Or just a rivalry. Like, off the top of my head, but 06, yeah.
No, but it's like that triangular thing. It's like, I mean, right now that National League East with Atlanta and the Mets and the Phillies, like, all kind of going at each other. And then there's the Centrals.
Although I could see Mets and Cardinals battling for 1980s supremacy in the National League, right?
Yeah,
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Going back to that.
Just the two divisions.
Yeah.
Those Whitey Herzog teams, like the White Rat teams with Tommy Herr and Tito Landrum and Coleman and all those guys.
Yeah.
And then that Mets team that won it all in 86, for sure.
That's
so I'm
true.
Sure Cubs fans of a certain vintage wanting the Cardinals to take them seriously and having them look past you, I could absolutely see
Cubs
that.
Intertwined themselves in that all that stuff once in 84, and then that was just about it until 1989 when they, with Jerome Walton and company, they won the division.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like any Big Ten football team wanting to be taken as seriously as Michigan and Ohio State take each other.
You'll love this one, Spiegel, from the 229. Keith Hernandez going from Cardinals to Mets. That may have created some of the rivalry. That's pretty good.
Outstanding.
Did you prefer Keith Hernandez in a Cardinals uniform or a Mets uniform?
Oh, yeah, I hated the Mets.
Yeah.
I hated
the Cardinals, too, so that's a toss-up for me.
I think I hated the Mets more than the Cardinals as a kid.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? Actually,
I mean, those 80s Mets teams were just so freaking arrogant, and they were using all the cocaine.
Yeah,
all
the cocaine. Daryl Strawberry flipping off Cubs fans every chance that he got at Wrigley Field.
And Doc Gooden being awesome. Awesome.
Coked
but
up and
me.
Awesome, yes, yeah. Wally Backman and Tim Tuffle and who else was in that outfield? That
God
annoying.
Blame,
oh, Dykstra, Nails was in that outfield.
Greg Jeffries.
Oh my goodness gracious!
What, Mark Rohde, Matt Beagle. If you don't stop naming Mets. You guys just sit around naming Mets.
That's what's going on. What, Rusty Stop. Let me tell about Rusty Stop.
Yeah, now that guy can hit, man. Yeah, Ron Darling. All right, he's Grody. I'm Spiegel. There's a new possible NFL free agent. Should Bears fans be all over it? Yeah, I think you probably should. Let's talk about it next on The Score.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.